Philip Sample Pirac, these are here today's date is 03, correction 06-13, 2022, dictation is 4. Miss Michelle McGee, McGee spells M-C-G-E-E, Michelle spells M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, date of birth is 01-23-1978. This is a 44-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient has a history of diabetes type 2, depression, obesity. Is there for follow-up for these conditions, period. She stated since her last visit she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports pain in her abdomen, in or the region of her thigh bilaterally, the region of her forearm. Correction, region of her arm bilaterally, period. She stated she was in a motor vehicle accident on 4 days ago, Thursday. It says she was stopped and another car plowed into hers. Her car was totaled, said airbag was deployed. She stated that ambulance came on the scene and today examined her and she did fine until yesterday when she got up, she would start feeling stiff. Quote, close quote, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Past surgical history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems also, correction. Next paragraph, past physical exam. She's alert-oriented, obese young lady. In no acute distress, her vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Pulse 90, respiration 16, temperature 122/77. Next paragraph, HE&T normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, no tenderness to the bony structures, no tenderness to the muscular structures, no deformity, period. Next paragraph, chest. There's a bruising on the left side of her chest, open parenthesis, chaperone is present. Bruising is mild, it appears to have come from the seat belt after the accident. No fluctuance, mild tenderness to palpation, no step off, no crepitus. Next paragraph, respiratory, no paradoxical motion, no adventitious sounds, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen. Small abrasion in the middle of her abdomen in the region where her seatbelt may have was located. No fluctuance. She has mild tenderness in the general area. No rigidity. She has normal bowel sounds, open parentheses. Patient says she's eating and drinking well. She had hot dog today, and she tolerated that well, close parentheses. Next paragraph, skin. Is abrasion in the middle of her abdomen, abrasion over her left breast. No vesicles, no bullae, no lacerations. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert-oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2% is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment and correction back to physical exam, face, she has tenderness in the region of maxillary and frontal sinuses, eyes are pearl, EOM, full range of motion, no conjunctival hematoma or erythema. She reports sinus pain and pressure before the accident, period, and she said this is consistent with her usual sinus infection, period. Next paragraph, back to assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute sinusitis. Assessment number two is contusions, multiple sites, open parentheses, abdomen, comma, left breast, comma, upper extremity, comma, close parentheses. Assessment number 3 is medication refill. Assessment number 4 is diabetes type 2. Assessment number 5 is depression. Assessment number 6, motor vehicle collision with no major injuries. And assessment number 7, morbid obesity, period. In the clinic today, patient received the following. Dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM, Rocephin, 1 gram IM. These two medications is to address her sinus infection, period. She was advised that we may need to do a CT scan of her abdomen to assess the health of her organs. She refused. She said she does not want to have a CT scan done. She, however, was advised to go to the emergency room so she can be better evaluated because of the abrasions in her abdomen to make sure her organ systems are not seriously injured. She says she understands and will go only if the pain gets worse, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication will refill as follows. How would she request to change from Trulicity to basic insulin? She says Trulicity is too expensive. Should we start on insulin, NPH, open parenthesis, INJ, space, U/100 vial, 10 units, sub-Q daily for 90 days, that's 900 units. Next medication. She requests the DC glimepiride because she states that this is causing her to gain weight. We will start in place of glimepiride at dose 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. This is for a sinus infection. Next medication, Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily, 30 days, number 30. This is for sinus pain and body aches after motor vehicle accidents, period. Next paragraph, Buspar, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily. This is for deep chronic depression. Next medication, Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams. This is for GERD. Please include, go back to assessment and plan and include GERD in our diagnosis. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none, stated that she will come back another day to have labs drawn. As it is late in the afternoon, she already ate, and she will come back fasting. End of dictation.